Sports Central.
Inside the 18-yard box. Early cross. Far post. Goal!
Soccer.
Just before we have a chat to JP Howcroft, of course, in the A-League last night, it was a comprehensive win for Sydney FC. They are top of the table, going beautifully, 2-0 over Newcastle. 1-1 between the Western Sydney Wanderers and Central Coast, but a very happy Graham Arnold, coach of Sydney FC.
Look, I thought we did very well tonight. You know, we had the opportunities to make it 2-0 very early in the game, but overall, couldn't be happier. It's a tough place to come, Newcastle.
And you seem very well prepared for the changing formation for the Jets tonight.
Yeah, look, we prepare every week for, you know, plan A, plan B. If they play with the back three, it didn't bother us at all. And we knew the space would be out wide playing against that system. So, you know, the boys did very well with it.
And they'd worked very hard up top in that press as well.
Yeah, look, again, that's what we worked hard on in the pre-season. You know, the boys are getting fitter and fitter as we go. So, obviously, as the season goes on, you know, they'll be able to do it even more. But, you know, having the luxury of bringing Carney off the bench and Matty Simon off the bench last 20 minutes to continue the press and keep them under pressure keeps them away from our goal.
And another huge game next weekend.
Yeah, look, it's great. We go into the Melbourne Victory game at home. Where, you know, we should have a real big crowd to get behind that for the big blue game. And you know, we go in with a lot of confidence.
There he is, Graham Arnold. A little bit raspy, but his team, very impressive last night. And, of course, the big game between the Wanderers and Central Coast. So, could have been more goals in that game. To dissect it for us, JP Howcroft, SEN commentator, joins us. G'day, JP. How are you going?
Good afternoon. Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Good to speak to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Alex Bross got his chance last night. Graham Arnold put him into the team and, gee, he delivered early.
Yeah, it's just a reflection of how strong Sydney's squad is. I reckon if you go through the competition, there's four squads that just look that little bit stronger than everybody else's. Sydney's, Melbourne City, Perth Glory and Melbourne Victory. And of those four, Victory's is yet to really fire, but we're definitely seeing an awful lot from Sydney FC. And when you've got a bench, like Graham Arnold was saying, with David Carney and Matt Simon, Milos Dimitrovic was on the bench, Alex Bross just coming in as a replacement for the start of this game. It's just goes to show what kind of a squad they've put together. And Alex Bross is one of those players who's a reflection of the quality of the A-League in seasons gone. I mean, he's Sydney FC's captain, but in seasons gone by, he would have been a talismanic figure. Whereas this season, he just has to play his part in a squad and understand where he fits in such a powerful unit.
Ninkovic scored the second goal as well. Now, they were playing catch-up all night, weren't they, the Jets, who have had a very impressive start to the season under Mark Jones. He only came in very late into the piece after they dispensed of Scott Miller, and we know that there's been lots of unrest over the time up in Newcastle, but this is a team that had got out of the blocks okay, but a clear gulf between the two last night.
There was, and it was a bit of a reality check for Newcastle Jets, who, like you say, have started the season well. But from a competition point of view, last year there was an 8-2. There were Central Coast and Newcastle Jets were just cut adrift from the rest of the competition. And this year, both of them are a lot closer to the pack. And that's credit to Paul O'Connor at Central Coast and Mark Jones at Newcastle. And what he's got is there's a lot more tactical adaptability about how they play. So in previous seasons and last season especially, teams would be, they'd almost be using it as a development competition, whereas Mark Jones has come in and he said, look, we're not having a bar at that. We're here to accumulate points and win football matches. And if we can't win them, we're going to make them difficult for the opposition. They run hard, they're organised. But when you concede a goal as early as they did, it's difficult to get back into a game against a team as powerful as Sydney.
No doubt. We're talking to Jonathan Howcroft, SEN commentator, wrapping up the A-League last night. What a fascinating game between the Wanderers and Central Coast. Brenton Sandilab, he's often referred to as the super sub. He gets a start, JP, a minute 23 in, scores the goal. Berry equalised in the 61st minute, but it was the missed opportunities last night. Mitch Nichols, who couldn't find the back of the net. Connor Payne, of course, missed a late chance. There was the controversy with Jack Clisby and the handball and maybe denied a penalty. Paul Ocon certainly thinking that way last night. So plenty of drama, this one.
Yeah, I mean, Western Sydney are the great unknown of this season so far. They've been so powerful in recent seasons, but they lost a few key attackers in the off-season. And the players that they've brought in to replace them haven't gelled yet. And as we saw last night and last week. They've not been taking their chances and they've been dropping sloppy points. Mitch Nichols should have had a hat-trick, really, the opportunities that he was presented with. But the big question mark for Western Sydney for me is the goalkeeper. Andrew Redmayne, we saw him at Melbourne City. He was the backup to Clint Bolton for a couple of years. Before that, he was in Brisbane. In my opinion, he's just not good enough for a starting spot in the A-League. By all accounts, he's a lovely bloke. He trains harder than anybody else. He's harder on himself than anybody else. But I don't think you can have aspirations to win silverware in a competition as even as this when your goalkeeper is such a liability. Now, last night, you could argue that it wasn't his fault. You could even argue that he was fouled in the build-up to the Central Coast equaliser, but a more dominant goalkeeper probably wouldn't have found himself in that situation. So I think until Tony Popovic addresses that situation, Western Sydney are probably going to be just a step behind those top three teams right now.
A word on Brisbane and the glory today. Of course, Perth, third spot, going okay. Always a tough trip to Suncorp, but how do you see that one against the Roar?
I think Perth are a fantastic team. I think we saw against Melbourne City last week how well organised they are under Kenny Lowe and how many different strings to their bow that they've got. So presumably they will allow Brisbane Roar as much possession as they want and they'll sit off. They won't try and press them high at the pitch, but then as soon as they move into Perth territory, they'll be on them. That front four of Keogh, Castro, Chris Harold, and the fourth whose name escapes me right now. But they will then press them in that area, aim for a quick turnover, and then hit them quickly. And that's when they're dangerous. That's what they've showed against Melbourne City, that they play. You wouldn't call it a long ball. You'd call it a direct pass to allow Andy Keogh to get between defenders. And he did that so brilliantly last week.
No doubt.
I expect to see the same again.
Yeah, it's going to be a cracking game today. And, of course, just a word, Melbourne victory in Wellington. I mean, it's a great sort of Cup Eve clash. We know Guy Finkler and Costa Barbarossa's back in town. Ernie Merrick against his old team that always gets spoken about. But for victory, they just simply need to get a W in the column.
They do. I'm a bit concerned about victory at the moment. I don't think everything is quite right in the victory camp. They've got a lot of good players who just don't seem to be gelling. A lot of pressure is going to be on James Troisi, who's back in the squad after breaking his collarbone. And he's going to have to carry a lot of that transitional responsibility, which has been letting victory down. And then, of course, Max Beister, their German signing, will come in. Not on Monday, but hopefully in the following week. And once they've got those two in tandem, they'll have a lot more options going forward. But they really just need to get points at whatever cost right now.
Thanks, Jonathan. Look forward to the call tomorrow night. We'll have it live, of course, here on SEN. Melbourne victory up against the Wellington Phoenix, as we do all home and away games with City and victory right throughout the year, mate. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Brett.